Mark chapter 5. And they came to the other side of the sea, into the region of the Gerasenes. And when he came out of the boat, immediately from out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit met him, who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no one could bind him any longer, not even with a chain, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been torn apart by him, and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. And continually, night and day, among the tombs and in the mountains, he cried out and gashed himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and worshipped him. And crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What do I have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For he had said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." And he questioned him, "What is your name?" And he said to him, "Legion is my name, because we are many." And he entreated him much not to send them out of the region. Now there on the mountainside was a great herd of hogs feeding. And they entreated him, saying, "Send us to the hogs, so that we may enter into them." And he gave them permission. And the unclean spirits came out and entered into the hogs, and the herd, about 2,000, rushed down the steep slope into the sea, and they were drowned in the sea. And those who were feeding them fled, and reported it in the city and in the countryside. And they came to see what had happened. And they came to Jesus, and saw the demon-possessed man sitting down, clothed and sane, the man who had the legion, and they became frightened. And those who had seen it related to them how it had happened to the demon-possessed man and concerning the hogs. And they began to entreat him to depart from their borders. And as he got into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might stay with him. And he did not allow him, but said to him, "Go to your house, to your own people, and report to them what great things the Lord has done for you, and how he has had mercy on you." And he departed, and began to proclaim in Decapolis what great things Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. And when Jesus had crossed over again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered to him, and he was beside the sea. And one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and seeing him, fell at his feet. And he entreated him much, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed and live." And he went with him, and a great crowd followed him and pressed upon him. And a woman was there, who had a flow of blood for 12 years. She had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent everything she had, and had not benefited at all, but rather became worse. When she heard the things concerning Jesus, she came up in the crowd behind him, and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garments, I will be healed." And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she knew in her body that she was cured of the affliction. And immediately Jesus, realizing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing upon you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this. But the woman, frightened and trembling, knew what had happened to her, and she came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace, and be well from your affliction." While he was still speaking, some came from the house of the ruler of the synagogue, saying, "Your daughter has died. Why bother the teacher any longer?" But Jesus, overhearing the word spoken, said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And he did not allow anyone to accompany him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And they came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and he saw a commotion and people weeping and wailing greatly. And he entered in and said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child has not died, but is sleeping." And they laughed scornfully at him. But he, putting them all out, took the father of the child and the mother and those with him, and went in to where the child was. And he took hold of the child's hand and said to her, "Talitha koum," which being interpreted is, "Little girl, to you I say, arise." And immediately the little girl rose up and walked about, for she was 12 years old. And immediately they were amazed with great amazement. And he strongly commanded them that no one should know about this, and told them to give her something to eat.